Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I'm so excited to be with all of you today. I want to welcome you on this Monday, March 24th. It is 12:02 p.m. here on the east coast of Central Florida. It's a bit warm. I think we went from in the low 40s to the low 80s. In a day or two. So it's definitely an interesting weather week. I am really glad. I know happy spring to all of you out there. I'm glad to be warming up with the rest of you this year, as it was really our first what seemed like a winter. I'm sure our winter is a little different than yours, but it was definitely chill. It was chilly this winter, so I'm super happy about spring. I am extraordinarily happy about the Aries energy. I could tell. I know you all can tell there's a bit of a shift. I feel a little bit touchy, I'll tell you that. So maybe some, I don't know if it's triggers is the word I want to use, but yes, psychically triggered. So I'm activated and feel ready to be with all of you. And I'm excited to do some good readings today. I also want to welcome you. If you're listening for the first time, we have a chat room here on Facebook. We all gather. It's a private room, so the outside world can't see you here, but we can see amongst each other. And we love and enjoy that. You are welcome to post any questions you have in the chat room today. I want to shout out to some of my students who are in the room today. I won't call you out, but I see you, and I'm super happy you're here. And it's just been actually my favorite year and season after many, many years in the past of teaching. This is absolutely some of the icing on the cake, and I hope there's more. I'm excited to come back and do more, and I love being with you guys. I'm going to go ahead and refresh the page and say hi to some of you coming on in. You know, I want to talk a little bit about purposeful blocks or detours or distractions or things that test our patience, perhaps, which is definitely showing up this week, realizing that there is and are some pauses, or again, I'll use the word detour or blocks, that are meaningful or purposeful for everyone. And sometimes when we do certain things and we align in certain ways, or we feel misaligned in certain ways, how many of us and how many of you listening have had a detour, a block, a distraction, perhaps a pause, something that took you off course, or something that's trying your patience? How many of you believe wholeheartedly that that's meant to be at the end of the day? And even if it's like along the way, sometimes these things sound negative. It's like, God, you're testing my patience. It's an Aries cycle. Do we have to wait for this? I'm seeing a lot of this in the energy. And I also believe that there are those I feel like it's that moment or that instantaneous knowing that something is definitely meant to be, by perhaps showing this miraculous outcome or even an outcome that wasn't really supposed to be, or perhaps better than you've ever expected. And some of what we learn and some of what we're learning, I'm going to go ahead and let me refresh and say hi to everybody first, and then we'll keep going. Some of what we are learning about in class, you know,
the cards are an amazing, they're a tool that hopefully connect you and remind you every day to connect to your higher power and to look outside the limitations of what you're really seeing and what you're imagining with.
Okay, Patricia, I'll talk about that. Thank you so much for telling me. I'll share in a moment. There are things that occur through our connection with any of our spiritual tools that are always reminding you to go higher, to your higher power, to God, to who you feel is your highest power. It is God for me. I say it again and again. And some of us have maybe massive universal connection. We want to bring in all of those things connected. For myself, being Catholic, you know, we have the saints, we have the Holy Spirit, we have all of these different things that we go above. And I think part of what we know in class is, and we'll know even soon, I'm kind of giving away a couple of things for our near future here, but in the coming, when we finish after our break, we come back to finish some formatting and things. And the bottom line is, when, no matter what tool you use, a pendulum, you use your crystal ball, you may use your, I know some people drum to channel to get information, or perhaps some automatic writing, remote viewing, any of your clairs, anything that you do, astrology, that's huge. Astrology is such a great opener or channel for what God created for us as humans. And we have to remember, when we're using these tools, we don't want to get stuck in a corner or pigeonhole ourselves into a finality until we actually visualize, perhaps manifest, recreate sometimes, having to overcome the challenges that we see that know exist, that know as humans we have to go through them, but always rise above. Just like with the astrology, you know, we take it in, we take it, we know there's truth about it. We know that it is a scientific and amazing, I want to say it's one of the greatest tools that God ever created. But at the same time, we know that we have to also remember to open our mind and really use these things as reminders to connect with our own higher spirit and our belief system, because we could go above and connect all these little dots in between of what we've learned along the way. This way, you take a little piece of what you know, or what you were raised with, or how, where you came from, your genetics, your heritage, and all of these things, whether you decide to 100% change that or not is your business, with your higher self, with your higher spirit, with God, with your connection to that divine path for you. And we use all these little things as interconnections and interconnected tools and experiences that you can use along the way. And so no matter what, when you read the cards or you do all of these things, you have to remember that it is not the end of all things. It is not a telltale, cornered room. There's no wall here. You could go above it. You could go beyond it. You know, the more you believe it, the more you're going to manifest it, the more you trust it, the more it's going to come true. I feel very sure that you all hold and possess these amazing gifts. And I feel very, even more sure that you're going to grow with them each and every year. You're on this path. I think it's so very important in a retrograde to remember, because I'm getting a lot of little frustrations and certain things that can occur that are so meant to be that it's like, boom, in your face. And Aries likes to do that boom in your face thing. And so it's like the light bulbs are turning on all over. The instantaneous miracles occur. The retrogrades are trying you, I have no doubt. But then again, are they? Or is it just a momentous reminder?
in this moment, is it a reminder to tell you that maybe you don't have to push so hard? Maybe you get to slow down a little bit. Maybe you can create even an even better plan or a better outcome and a better way for yourself long term. And also a little knock on your door to remind you that you have that higher self and that connection to the divine out there. And I believe that I'm seeing a lot of these things now from a perspective of where these things come from or arise from. How many of you have had these lessons in patience recently? How many of you have been distracted or deterred or asked to take a pause or slow down your bodies a little bit? And also, how I feel like the, you know, I'm going to bring a little Pisces into my note, my message here, because that energy combined. When I saw Mark Husson put his chart out this morning, and I know you all saw it, and I'm sure you're having a blast over there watching him. I was like, oh, I had to take a step back, and I was hoping I didn't need eyeglasses, but I looked at the chart and I'm like, dang, we got some energy, you know, and it's intense and it's all seeming to be a little more concentrated than usual. And when we talk about the Pisces energy, we get to be a little silly, or we get to be maybe a little more, I'll say far out, you know, a little more out there. And then you got that Aries telling you to slow your ass down. So I think the combination of it all can really force you, or I say force, that sounds like an Aries moon thing, but it can encourage you to really dig deep into your higher self and really go into a place of being able to recreate what it is you're trying to recreate, or what it is your goals are, your mission and your purpose and things like this. So I think you guys know where I'm going with this. I feel confident about it. I have a little quick thing to share and then we'll go from there. And Patricia, I say hi to you. Maureen, good morning. Catherine, Gwen, Quelly, Mindy, hi. Laura, hi. Lara, hi. Kat. And it's so great to see you today. Lori Love is in the room. Lori will be Lori the Love Sherpa is here this morning. We'll see her at the top of the hour. Eva, hi. Lois, hello. It's so nice to see you. Tara, Renee, Kelly and Pamela, Nadine, Michelle. It's so great. You're going to be the first person I talk to. Ms. Perez, Lynn and Suzanne and Shell. Hi. Yes. I have, you could tell when my accent turns to New Jersey, who I've been talking to. So I had a little thing happen. The kids were waiting on something and they've been waiting. It's a big something, but it's a bit of new. It was a gift. Let's call it that. And they're waiting and waiting, and I'm advising and I keep saying, you know, perhaps you shouldn't be so passive about this. And, you know, it's been late and delayed and their patience. And I don't think I've ever seen these two more tense. And so long story short, I kept saying, you know, maybe make the call, take the initiative, get, you know, stop being so passive and get assertive and all of these things, and perhaps something would be under your nose. You just never know. Maybe this is the universe telling you it's time to take the step. Sure enough, this thing has been delayed for over a week. Okay. Every day that goes by, every day the mail's coming, the mail, it's a big fail, whatever. Long story short, finally someone paid attention and made the call. And for some reason, the mail had already shown up. But then a few minutes later, the call was made, the action was taken, the thing showed up under their nose a few minutes later, thank goodness, because I was able to feel mentally free from the stress. But you know, the bottom line is, it literally, the one tiny step. Now, this was a really random thing. It was almost miraculous because the mailman had already come and left and had to come back again, maybe forgetting it in his bin or whatever the heck the story is. The bottom line is, it was handed to them. And after the initiative was taken, you know, And so I don't, the point of the story is every now and then, the tiny, I mean, we resist, we procrastinate, we know we have to get something done. This was more of like a universal, maybe a little karmic experience, maybe a little lesson to apply yourself or try harder or whatever this is, whatever the teaching is in this situation. I know it was monumental because it proved that the universe is paying attention. And no matter what you have to do, the universe is paying attention. And if you think ever you're alone in the world, you think about that and how fast I can, it's a much longer story than what I'm sharing, but the bottom line is it was a miracle how it happened. It really wasn't supposed to happen now till the following week, but in any case, somehow it all worked out in that moment. And I felt like there was a reward or a blessing for the teaching and the learning and taking that opportunity. When we have something uncomfortable, we have to do, sometimes we just have to tackle it. You have to get on with it. I sound like, you know, I know there's a lot of Aries. I sound like an Aries right now, but I'm not. The bottom line is you have to really sometimes take the bull by the horns and try. And I'm sure some of you need to hear this today. I don't know why I'm on this rant, but the bottom line is it really can make a difference. And so if you're hesitating on something, if you feel like, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow, if you feel like you can't do it, we can have every excuse under the sun. And a lot of this, some of this is like past life stuff hanging over our heads. And we don't even know why we're hesitant to do these things. We don't know why we don't want to make that extra effort, take that extra step, whatever it may be. But I think in this retrograde cycle, there are no mistakes, you know? The mistake is not taking the step. I feel that strongly. So if you have something to heal with someone, if you have a relationship to patch up, or you have something hanging over your head that needs done, or whatever it may be, I think it's a great time to allow for imperfection, to go after it the way you're supposed to, and really put those excuses on the shelf, you know? And so I'm happy to share that. I definitely see some of your patience is tested. I very much, yeah, as soon as you take a tiny bit of action, the universe is going to meet you 90% of the way sometimes. And maybe, and sometimes maybe not. Maybe it doesn't go this way, but then we have to remind ourselves, maybe it's not supposed to go this way yet. Never means forever. When we do a reading, we say, Kat, do you promise this forever? No, I can't promise anything forever anymore, because nothing really, if you think about life and the way it is, how do we know what's forever? That's where we lean into our God energy, or our universal energy, or our higher selves. We never really know forever. Can we never say never? We never say never. So all of this at once, right? In any case, Anne, thank you so much for that. I have to go to Michelle because I've promised her a week ago. I'm going to you first. I'm going to do a little reading for her, and then we'll come in and take the rest of your questions. All right. And I hope this makes, let's take a look at Michelle first. Last week we read for Michelle, Shell, Bell, and then Michelle E is this week. Okay. We separate the energy. So happy and grateful that you're all here. Patricia also said something about not getting into the class. Well, we're in our eighth week tomorrow night, and next week will be our nine, and we're going to take a little break before we finish. And so it's a little too late this time, but I'll teach it again, and I will remind myself to put a link in for you if you'd like to join for a new round. But it's going to be some time. Late spring, there'll be I'm going to start another, and we're going to have some fill in one and two, you know, maybe a single or a double or something like that along the way. I'm definitely going to teach. I'm hoping for the remainder of the year. I want to on and off. I want to take some breaks so I stay fresh with you all, and we're going to finish our, I'm going to repeat this class now over late spring, summer, okay? And hopefully you'll join. Okay, Michelle, here we go. I'm going to focus. We're around Easter time, but they're showing me some of this scenario here. And sometimes I'm just getting this spring scene for you, which is going to be bright and of course, in true Easter color, even through imagery. They're showing me all of this, something special about Easter time. And new beginnings, new birth. I feel bunnies are brand new. First card I pulled was the Ace of Pentacles, which means brand new. You're clearing out a lot. I actually have three aces in the reading here, but you know, so there's a birthing of you. There's a new beginning. You're clearing out some energy that wasn't so good for you in the past, and anything that you've been down about, you're now going to feel uplifted and bright. And I do feel new beginnings in three different ways. And I'll say it like this, your heart, your spirit, your wallet, like this. So, and I also feel clearing or cleansing of your space. Okay. Not only in your home environment, but, any kind of career move you're going to make, and also in yourself, most important. So whatever was bringing you, sometimes we have cycles, we ebb and flow. We think about the biorhythm chart, or we think about our highs and lows. And I feel like there was a bit of a lull for you, and now you're going to get brighter and brighter. I think those signs of spring are definitely bringing color to your life. And I love that. I see it as color. And maybe you'll be painting, who knows, but I definitely feel good about your, new beginnings. Also around your heart, I feel a lot of happiness and a lot of joy around your heart. And so I think that it was not that way for a little while. I think you went through a little bit of a, you know, we go again, the ups and downs, but whatever was down must come up, and that's how I'm feeling about you now, okay? So you come back and share and let us know how you're doing. Joni Shelley K. Dragon is in the chat room this morning, everyone. K, welcome. So nice to have you here. And K is a 1-2 listen psychic advisor. I had to think about that for a minute. I'm teasing you. Hi, welcome. I'm so happy you're tuning in and with us all today. And super grateful. Maya, hello to you. Patricia said her husband's an Aries and she's a Taurus, and she won't let him take the bull by the horns. Maybe that's the problem. You know what? Sometimes I think we transpose, I don't know what the proper word is, transmute the energy when we're side by side. I do believe this because you're holding hands in the sky, right? If you think about this and you're looking at yourselves in a mirror, I feel like you cross over personalities sometimes when it's side by side like that. I really do believe this. And sometimes you have to be more like an Aries, and sometimes you should be a little more like a Taurus. So maybe you guys are going to cross over, but it has to be at the right time, right? Or that's a whole other topic. But I do feel confident that you guys are going to be working some things out. I do think that you're trying. And I'm going to say it like this. August and September is that's a very significant time for you all. And for some reason, I'm being told in my left ear for you all to just sit tight, meaning kind of take a step back. I don't think it's time to make any crazy decisions. And I think you just need a little more time to heal. You need a little more time to work on yourselves. I feel this, but I don't feel like you should make any major monumental decisions. I think late summer is good. And I see you working really hard at it and really hard on you. And even by June, you're going to see a huge difference. I don't know. I just feel like that's the timing. And I hope that helps. I almost feel like that phrase, like, you know how they used to say, whoa, Nelly, slow your roll, you know? It's like that. There's some kind of building, constructing. It could be a build, rebuilding of the relationship. It could be a construction of the site, like literal building something. It could be working on something together. I kind of like it. And I do hope that, let me see what you're saying here. Oh, you're trying to get a she shed. Oh, there's building. There you go. I didn't see that yet. I just saw that now. I feel like that's a good thing. Get the she shed. There's the building. I love it. Perfect. I'm like, what are they building? Project? Okay, good. Excellent timing. All right. We're in sync there. Now, if you take a picture of yourself with a tool belt and a hammer and a whatever you wind up using, you have to post a picture of it for us online, okay? That's my only request, all right? I love it. All right. I'm rooting for it. You're going to get that damn thing, so I love it. All right, let me take a look here at his neck. She shed. Crazy. I'm seeing who's next. Mindy, definitely praying for you, hon. Mindy's been going through a lot with her and please get back to me on that. I know you're going to be okay. I did feel, I'm glad they sent you back for the blood work. I did feel that. And I'm definitely going to be praying this happens sooner rather than later and get this taken care of right away. Good morning, Pat. During that last weekend, I represented my cesarean care booklet at an in-person expo, and it felt so good to get it out there and represent my business. My husband and daughter had a daddy-daughter day, and that went really well. I love this, trying to balance new business and new mommyhood. I will pull a few cards for you. Congratulations, and I love the idea. People don't really understand how trying, well, many of us understand how trying birth is in itself, but having a C-section on top of it is very different. I feel like it's very, very different. Obviously, natural birth and cesarean birth are very, very different to begin with, but it does play on you, I feel, in the head more than a natural delivery. And so I also believe that there are ways to heal and really great new things on the market now that can really help. And you do have to heal body, mind, spirit from something like that. It could be traumatic for sure. Let me take a look at you here. And I think it's a great business plan, great idea. You're going to add to that too. I don't feel like it's going to stop there. I think you're going to run with something else as well and continue to grow towards that direction, but in a broader way also. All right, let's take a look. Oh, yes. At first, you probably feel a little nervous, which is normal. I also feel like you're going to do something to bring in the partner. I don't know what your plan is. I'd love to take a peek at it, but you're going to do something to bring in the partnership itself or the marriage or the, you know, the mom and dad, so to speak, or the recovery part of it. There's something about adding to that and also maybe a little spiritual practice for healing and things like that. I feel really good about this. If something is bothering you, hon, or if you, it's a great sign that we're nervous to launch our businesses or to start something new, because at first it seems kind of dead in the air or still, or, you know, oh, am I doing the right thing? We have all these fears. All these things are very normal. If you weren't like this, I'd be worried. Meanwhile, it looks very successful ahead for you. You're going to get very busy. May is going to show you what I'm telling you now. It's just going to start to pick up. It's going to pick up even in the month of April, but you'll have like a little, maybe a bleep in yourself at first with, you know, sometimes you're maybe full of doubt or fear and all these things I just said. Bottom line is that it looks great ahead. Give yourself some time. 4 or 5 months from now, it's going to be even better. I feel September for some reason, August, September, sun in Leo, sun in Virgo, much even bigger and better and really expanding on it in many, many ways. So I love what you're doing. I feel like it has a great purpose. I feel like you're going to grow in ways you don't see just yet and really be well received. And I'm even thinking like organization, hospitals or birthing centers, or your idea is really good. Excellent, actually. And I feel a lot of that too, maybe attracting more than, it's not just one-on-one, it's many, you know, I feel more group collective things like that. I really love it. And I hope it, you're going to add to it. I hope it, I hope that helps. Okay. Congratulations. All right, let me see who's next. Oh my God. The chicken pen. Patricia said, listen, the most challenging thing for me right now is to drive past all these places. Like if I take a little spin or whatever, there's so many chickens for sale. I am so, I know I really shouldn't, but I can, but I won't. And I'm really tempted by it because everyone is, it seems to be the big thing, obviously, with everything going on. So I have to pass them and really hold on, two hands on the wheel, don't turn the car. I see them first, chickens for sale, chickens for sale, chicken. They're all over the place. So good luck with that. Let us know how you do. A few of you that I connected to this week are actually have their own chickens or buying new chickens. Tis the season, but even more so than ever, I think, especially down here. I see them every other house has chickens for sale, you know, kind of crazy, but going to be interesting, I feel, about that. You let me know. I like the sea shed. Let us know on the chickens. I like that too for you, if that's what you wanted. All right. Let me take a look at the rest. Maureen, I'm trying to find you here. Chris, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here. All right, let me look at Maureen now. I'm trying to find your question. Finally going to deal with it. Okay, she's going to take care of her son and the drama of the family this weekend. And let's take a look. Maureen, one second. Say one thing. I just have this. They're going to do two different things. They may do two different medications to get you better faster to prepare you for that surgery. Okay. That's all I wanted to say. And it looks good. Okay. That's all I wanted to say. I feel better about that. I waited. I tried to get an answer earlier and it wouldn't show, but it just showed itself now. So you'll be okay. They're going to treat it though. Okay. You need some medication to get you better and in good form. Okay. All right. That's that. Now, Maureen, let's come and look at you and Ryan. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's going to take a little more time than next weekend to get it aligned, like to align you guys properly. So I'm going to say this. You'll get a little bit out. I do think the energy is skewed. It is that double retrograde, you know. I'm not saying it won't work out. I know that it will on the other side of it, but I do feel like you're going to get a little aggravated, Jersey girl. And I feel like there's a little, I think it has to happen to begin the process, but I do not see a resolution yet. I feel you're going to be pretty like, oh, the Queen of Swords energy, you know, pretty sharp. Cut to the chase, quick to the point like this. And I do feel you're dealing with opposition on the other party, and so the girlfriend, whatever. And so there may be a little bit of frustration the first time, but you have to break the ice because no matter what, obviously he's your son, and we have to get to the bottom line, and really, really bring the family back to some kind of alignment or agreement with one another, you know, and there's love there between the two of you. So that's true, but you have a little external opposition. So my thing is this, you have to break the ice with the first meeting. I don't think it's going to get resolved the first meeting. I think we're dealing with the same, more of the same for a little while. And then at the other side, it'll get better. So go ahead and take that step and break the ice. But remember, I'm saying patience is a virtue. Which you have a tiny bit of reserve left out of this situation or none. But the bottom line is we've got to build that reserve up. So take the meeting. Remember what I'm saying and open yourself up to perhaps a couple of more time. You know, you're gonna need a little more than one visit, okay? But breaking the ice is good. It reminds me of that game. You know, break the ice? You remember that game? You chip the blocks or whatever? Who had that game? I kind of feel like it's like that. So let's just go with it. Proceed. Understand you're going to be a little frustrated because it's kind of hard to. This is what I was just saying earlier about one of my little teams. I have two teams of kids, and gosh, they're so different. And I know you're dealing with all different too, but sometimes it's like banging your head against the wall because you're the mother. So try to understand that they're not as, you know, the adult life takes time to adult. So that's what we're dealing with. Okay. You'll get there though. And it will improve from there, okay? No doubt. I hope that helps. you know, sometimes you got to throw your hands in the air and just be like, whatever, you'll figure it out. They have to learn the hard way. They're hard headed, but you'll make progress. You really, truly will. All right. Let's take a look. I love that hummingbird, Nadine. Thank you. And let me see who else is asking me questions. Lara, let's take a look at you.
Oh, finally. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad you're going to the urologist. It felt like forever.
I'll definitely see financial increase this year, and I'm going to say the month of May. So you hang in there a little bit. And I have zero doubts about that. You'll get this squared away. I think you'll be a little up and down until then. Let me just take a look with a few cards, okay? I want to look at this. I know you've been waiting forever to get into that doctor, seems like.
Oh, yes, this is the path. Your healing. You will feel so much better. You will be completely satisfied with your visit and really know where you're going. And you're going to be affirmed about a few things you already knew. And it's going to free you up. Sometimes when we have these things in the in our physical body, body, mind, spirit, all connected. When these things are hanging over our heads, or when we have these different things that we worry about, it takes up space. It's hard to manifest during these moments because we're really not supposed to be during these moments. We're supposed to be focusing on our healing and finding that proper path to do so. And you're definitely on track. And I'm super excited to find out what happens, but I see that you'll be really happy, okay? And your healing will begin. And you'll find the right answers. And I'm really happy. And I'm cut and dry about this. So good for you. Please come back and let us know. The money will follow as an increase of abundance for you. And there's no doubt about it. All right. And you let us know. Becky, this is really crazy, but I want to look at my calendar real quick because I do see your question. And the first date that came to my head, for some reason, was the 17th of April, and I have no idea why. But let's just say the 7 or 17. It's very, very strong, and I want to keep it at that. I definitely see a breakthrough within 1 month's time at the very, very most, which would align with that. I also feel there was something, a seed you planted when the sun was in Pisces just a few days ago or the week before. And I do feel it bearing some fruit or coming back and returning to you. Something is coming on, like when I said this morning, it's under your nose. Something's under your nose. You're going to trip over it, or it's coming before you think it. It could happen faster, but that's like ultimately how much time it may take to begin. You know what I mean? I do feel they're, so she's saying they're getting pushed, still looking for something more permanent. This is more permanent, what I'm thinking. But in the meantime, I do feel this retrograde is, you know, like I said earlier, at the first half of the show, the rant was really about the blocks or the delays or the distraction or the testing our patience would be the right thing. You're going to overcome that. And I really feel like you're going to move to the right position in no time. And you'll see that it was meant to be. There's a lot of that in the air right now. A lot of it. Now let me take a look at who's next. When this happens, I see a man on one side and a woman on the other. And then I see a man on the other side and a woman on the other. And I don't know why they flip-flop, but this will make sense at some point. And this is my vision.
So there's one of each. Okay. All right. Let me come in and refresh. I feel like I'm missing some. I feel like I'm missing a question that I wanted to get to. So let me just go ahead and come in and look for you guys. All right, here we go. Let me take a look at you. I can't find your question, but I remembered. She's asking about the week ahead. Lots of family things going on. I would say just keep everybody's immunity boosted because you'll all be together, you know. Rest, proper rest. I feel that. I feel some new sneakers coming on for somebody. I don't know if they're asking for them or they're getting them, but I feel that. I feel some new sneaker. I don't know why. I have no clue. I feel good about you. I see you taking care of yourself more. I do see the possibility of one of your plans, or it says, wait, where did you say? Let me say, hold on. Something's going to alter. There's going to be lots of family things going on. Okay, that's good. One thing, there are going to be a little bit, there is one change specifically that I feel. Altered time, altered day, something like this. It's okay. You may change something to do something else. It's okay. It looks pretty good. Yeah, changes in the air. The outcome is amazing. I pulled the Ten of Cups for your outcome for the week. So that's pretty damn good, girl. I like that. It looks like a happy family week. And don't resist if there is change. It's okay. Meant to be. Okay. And I do hope that helps. And I think it's going to be really fun. I couldn't have pulled a better card for you for the outcome. All right. Have a wonderful time. Now. Hi, Tim. It's nice to see you too. I definitely, he said he's blaming it on the adulting thing. You're forgiven. I know we'll see you in class tomorrow night too, but you're funny. I'm happy you're here though. And it's nice to see you. Patricia, you definitely have all of us. And I understand, but you do have us here. We're always here for you. So we're going to embrace that she shed too. How's that? I'm all in favor. I think it'll be cute. It's a really great idea. All right. Let me see. Jean, let me just pull a card for you, hon. I see that now. And Denise, good morning to you. Let me just look at Jean real quick. I can't believe our time has flown. All my students that are here, and I see many of you, and I'm so appreciative of your time and your effort and your energy to be with me through this journey. And I just want to say I will send you the link this afternoon, so I haven't forgotten you for tomorrow. I've been grading some fabulous homework assignments, and you guys are kicking. I'm just so. I feel really privileged to be your teacher, and I'm so grateful, and I can't wait to finish it up with some fun because you worked your asses off, and I appreciate that too. All right, let me just take a look now. Ms. Jean, a little more rest, a little self-forgiveness, a lot of strength. You're building your inner strength. but I do feel you're getting affected by the cycles of the moon emotionally, but you're going to have a high. Like right now you're a little down. I see that. But then you're going to come way up and you're going to get really, really strong. There's a lot of internal processing going on and a lot of big forgiveness, energies. And we'll go ahead and take a look at, more next week. I'm running out of time, so I don't want to really rush through, but I'll come back to you. But I do see a healing, and I feel, you're releasing a lot, and you are going, there is this big forgiveness word. I don't know what this is, but any challenge that is coming is well achieved through, like you're going to get to the other side of it with rest too. So I almost feel like you haven't been sleeping that well, but you are going to sleep better and you are going to come into a much, I want to use the word richer time. But a lot of that has to do with releasing some things and a lot of, I don't know, you just have great strength ahead. Okay. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week. Serena, thank you for being my producer always. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. I am so happy to be with all of you. Have a wonderful week, you guys. Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye. Take it nice and easy now.